This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Wow, imagine that. We have found Friday again, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas. The real reason for our being here is because we can't communicate like the animals do, so we have to have our own communication, and conversation radio is the way to do it. Have you ever thought about why, ladies, the animals don't talk?
My animal talks.
Well,
she screams at me every day when I walk in, going, "I'm starving, I'm starving."
Really? And not really starving, right?
No, I feed the kids. She acts like she's starving because I don't know what.
They
she's
all do that.
Like a, you know, Daisy
does that too.
There.
Daisy
well,
is
8 pounds of. She's 8 pounds and growing.
Well, there's the fact that Daisy is like a Clark, good dog, is like a clock. Alarming me to when she wants to eat. I think most dogs are like that. I just was thinking that animals, the ones that I have been around through my life, understand so much. They communicate, you know, the cows moo and the chickens are out there clucking and the goats are, braying or whatever they call that. I have some horses now and they also are making noise. Well, they don't like the weather. The weather is horrible.
What does the horse say, Dougie?
The horse says, "Hey." Thanks for asking. All right, so anyway, weather-wise, let's start with that. DJV Show, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, and the remnants. Now, we're feeling it up here. You are, at least, you, Phil, down in Washington, and Victoria in New Jersey, and me in New England are not without power, like a lot of other people are, but we're getting... actually, a flurry or two. It doesn't look like it's going to amount to much because it's too warm for it to leave its impact because 42 degrees here, so I'm not going to... Anyway, the point is that this storm has been one heck of a mess from the Gulf all the way up through the middle part of the country and across the Ohio River Valley into New England. And so I'm looking at this. By the way, this is the 27th storm of the hurricane season. And it was a Category 2 when it slammed into the unfortunate usual host in Louisiana on Wednesday. And then it's come up the up through the mid-Atlantic. How much rain do you think you had, Victoria, yesterday? Did it pour there like it did here?
It did. Oh, my gosh. And it was so windy. We had a gale warning. It was like being in a hurricane. Yeah. That's what it felt like. It had that, you know, that strange warmth in the air.
Yes.
And it was just really, really dense and heavy. And, it was the driving conditions were pretty terrible. So it definitely felt like we got the remnants of a real hurricane. Or
a lot of people, the winds were so bad, a lot of trees were down, and that's what happened to most of the six people who were killed. One guy was electrocuted, but the trees just... we've had a lot of trees fall down here this year, for whatever the reason. A lot of really old... I'm very fortunate. The home in which I live is surrounded by trees that are hundreds of years old. That's great because it looks great, but when things get windy, a lot of stuff starts falling down.
I was reading earlier in the we kept losing power. I think that was in September.
Yeah, right.
That was a hurricane, whichever name I can't even remember. There's so many now. But we got hit with that hurricane earlier this year, and we had also had kind of a drought leading up to that. I know you had said up in England you've had a drought.
Yeah.
And I was reading something about because we had tons of trees that were just at the roots, just tipped over.
Yeah.
And they said that the harm of the drought would dries everything out, and then we got an onslaught of rain, and it washes away the foundation where the roots are, and all the trees just fell over and toppled over, and we're seeing that again now because now we get so much rain, and then there's really not a lot of stability in the roots, and so the trees just topple over.
You know, it's interesting you say that. On the farm, we transplanted half a dozen trees this fall. One of them died; the rest of them have all lived. But when you transplant a tree, you have to make sure there's plenty of water. So we've watered and watered and watered them. And this last weekend, we have some more. We're on a transplant. Matter of fact, we're transplanting some blueberry bushes, and this, you know, it's been easy to get into the ground because it's so dry, and then, but you got to make it wet in order for the stuff to hold on. Very interesting the way Mother Nature works. It really is. So our thoughts to those who are having to put up with the Zeta, certainly what we have to put up with is nothing as to what the people in the Mississippi Valley, down the Delta, Mississippi Delta and the Mississippi Valley have had to put up with in the Ohio River Valley. I have some news on the COVID front that I think is very important to pass along. There are a lot of things, as usual, that are part of our normal conversation here on a daily basis as the outbreak continues and the numbers kind of go up. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is a very important part of this program. He and I do, there are two different doctors, Dr. Jack Stockwell and Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who do a program that's heard on most of these same stations around the country on the weekend called Good Day Health. And you can hear the broadcast on the station. You can find it or gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Ken said this week that he summarized the virus in terms of hospitalizations, its danger, and what its status is. After talking again, he pretty much regularly says that masks are the most important part of this, and the distancing is important. But he said the virus itself now is more contagious, but much less deadly. That's the phraseology, that's the exact phraseology he used. He said it's now more contagious, but much less deadly. And he went on to say, because I pressed him, I asked him, who are the people who are dying? What's the number? We had that conversation a little bit yesterday. I think we've had it off and on during the course of this. You know, what are the stats? Are they real? Are they made up? Are they confused? They are confusing, I think, for sure. And he said that he was talking to a public health official down in Florida, where he is, to get to the bottom line. Because he hasn't, excuse me, a lot of the people he sees are certainly very compromised. They're overweight. They're older. They have a lot of issues, heart issues, lung issues, that sort of thing. And so he wanted to find out from this person what really, who is, I mean, he had his own conclusions based on his own experience, for sure. But he said that they came in their conversation, and they've been asked by media and so forth down there, because Ken's very visible with the American Heart Association. He's a very visible personality, if you will, in Florida. And so, you know, the papers are asking, or people interviewing, what's the story here? And he said that very few, he started off by saying nobody really is just dying from COVID by itself. They've got to have another problem. And then he elaborated a little bit more on it. I should probably find the audio and we could just play it. But I want to kind of put people at ease here a little bit. Not that I want you. He was very critical. We were talking about the stats, and I know we talked about this yesterday, of the 19 to 29 year olds who were just basically saying, screw it, I'm not wearing a mask, which is probably the most unhealthy and unhelpful way of dealing with this problem. Because it does keep people from getting the stuff that creates the virus. It just does. But when it comes to the stats, he said, again, nobody just dies from COVID. You've got to have other compromises, other problems, heart disease, lung problems, the things I was just talking about. Diabetes is a real serious problem when it comes to people dying from it. And the stats indicate that the people he said to me, the stats are basically pointing at us in terms of age, because he and I are about the same age, a little younger than I am, but not much. And that's where really the problem is. Are there exceptions? Absolutely. Are there people who are younger who are dying? Yep. Are they dying because of this? Big question mark. So on the one hand, I want people not to be so worked up about this, because the news media is doing a really horrible job at giving us what the story is, but that's because people are on purpose. He said one of the reasons, and I think we have talked about this here too as well, one of the reasons that the reporting is being done as it is because the government has made it easier for you to get money out of this if you report that people die of COVID. And so that's why a lot of the stats are never going to be clear unless you spend millions and millions of dollars going back and doing autopsies, digging people up, and all of that
not
stuff.
That's what they're doing in New York because they there were so many deaths that they couldn't keep up with all the records.
Yeah.
So it's it's not a fun project.
No. But one of the things, again, and I guess I underscore, I was talking to a friend of mine from Heidelberg, my university where I went to school yesterday, and the school got shut down because on one of the first weekends of school, they opened up the campus and they had 1,300, 1,400 students back on campus. And the first weekend, there was a huge party. Hundreds of people showed up at it. 60 people in the next week got it. And then another bunch got it, and they had to close the place down. So this is so the irresponsibility and the selfishness, and maybe that's the underscore here from Ken and from whatever other messages you have or think you're getting out of this, the selfishness of people who just refuse to wear a mask and refuse to do the distancing. It's not about you, you selfish SOB. It's about others. Do you care about other people? People in your family? People who are your friends? And I'm probably not
talking
because...
Well, they must not. Because I live only, 2 miles from Monmouth University in New Jersey, where I actually attended. And they had the opening weekend. They made it through opening weekend. Everybody was social distance or whatever. And then, like, right after that, they had a party with 300 kids. And then they had to shut all the classes down because it spread like it was a super spreader.
Yep.
I think that they want to be back to normal, like everybody. And when they get back to school, I know, but I think kids kind of think they already are invincible, and so they want to get back to normal.
Well, they are. It's not the kids, for the most part, under the circumstances. What they were worried about at Heidelberg and where it saw its real damage, all the professors are old-timers.
Right.
And the professors, like 40% of the teaching staff and the administrative staff, came down with COVID.
Yeah.
After all of this. That's really what the problem is. So it isn't so much their age, other than a few exceptions. It's the older people that they're exposed to, or the people who are compromised, like I was just talking about. Those are the people who are going to suffer the most from this.
Well, and so especially if school closes and then they send the kids home.
Yeah.
Then they're interacting with their parents and their grandparents, and they're spreading it even more.
Yeah.
I think
it's really
selfish. I said from last spring, I did not agree with closing down schools and sending everybody home. They should have stayed on campus, and they should have contained it that way.
Right.
The kids should not have gone home, and now they're going home again.
Yeah.
It's just, Yeah.
Bad. So that's interesting new restrictions in Milwaukee and Wisconsin. That's the worst place in the country right now. There is, everybody's politicized this. The Democrats say one thing, Republicans say another. And I've gotten to the point of I don't give a damn what you say because you're all just using this as a way to get yourself elected or to try to discount somebody else. The mayor of Milwaukee says the situation there is pretty bad. So they put new restrictions on bars yesterday and restaurants and public gatherings. That may happen in Massachusetts because there's a spike here as well. They may close down the state to a point.
Chicago stops indoor dining today. They revoked it because they've got a big cluster, too.
Yeah. And here's another part. Maybe this is an outshoot of this. I find this just to be another reason to look at people and think, what the hell are you, what's the matter with you? The waste that's being generated, the gloves, the masks, and stuff that are showing up on beaches around, like plastic bottles that have been a problem, but all these discarded disposable masks and wipes that are floating.
I live on the beach, as you guys know, and I've seen it. It's all over the beach when we walk the dogs. It's masks and gloves, and it's just, it's disgusting. And look, I pick up all kinds of debris whenever we're walking on the beach. I always have, so it doesn't wash back into the ocean. But I'm not picking up somebody's gross mask. That's just not happening. So that's part of the problem. Now they're going to have to start doing, like, massive beach cleanups with sanitation people who are prepared and equipped.
It costs a lot of money.
It does.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Pretty selfish stuff. All right, well, it's food for thought anyway. By the way, speaking of food for thought, Prevagen is the healthiest way to take care of your brain as you get older. So make that part of your daily routine, an all-natural brain health supplement. Prevagen brings you a healthier brain, therefore a better life. 21 after the hour on the DJV program.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthur Decks for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowwhey.com. greenmeadowwhey.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Let's get into some music news and information. Part of the every hour of our program here. DJV Show, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, 23 and Change After the Hour with Demi Lovato, set to host the E! People's Choice Awards, airing Sunday the 15th of next month in Santa Monica. This will be the first time the People's Choice Awards have had a host since 2017. That was the final year when Joel McHale hosted the program. Marked the first time the show has had a host best known for music since Queen Latifah hosted 4 years running. That was, 2007 to 2011. Lovato is a 5-time People's Choice Award winner. Had a big year this year. Performances in the Grammys, singing the national anthem at the Super Bowl, performing at the Billboard Music Awards. And also, she's released collaborations with Sam Smith, a song called I'm Ready, which I think we have a piece of here somewhere. And Marshmallow, that's not the name of a song. That's somebody singing. Yeah. Okay, not to be okay. All 6 of Lovato's studio albums have reached the top 5. Weren't we talking about her? She's in her 40s. Was that who we were talking about? It was, how old is this?
She's young. 20.
Is she? Oh, is she?
I think she's 27, 28.
Is she mature, or does she take care of her? I mean, does she behave herself like an adult, or is she like some of the other singers who get a lot of attention?
She's pretty mature. She kind of always has been. She has been very open about her struggles with mental health. And,
right. Okay, now I remember that.
I think she's mature, for sure.
So Jennifer Lopez is going to be honored at the show with the People's Icon of 2020 Award. And the Biebs and Megan Thee Stallion, this is the second time in 2 days we've talked about her. I never heard of her before, but she's obviously getting some attention. They're the top music nominees, as a matter of fact. Both of them have 6 nods apiece. Ariana Grande and Lady Gaga next in line, 5 nods. And I guess there are 11 music categories, right, out of 44 total categories, which also cover
it covers
movies,
everything. People's Choice is kind of fun.
Yeah. So it airs at 8 o'clock on the E! Channel, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that on the...
Yeah, it's going to be... They say it's live from the Barker Hangar in Santa Monica. Is that like an airplane hangar?
Santa Monica
Airport. Santa Monica Airport,
yeah.
Oh, okay. So maybe they're going to do like a socially distanced type thing.
It's a big hangar.
It's a big space, yeah.
Yeah.
It's indoors. You're inside, but it's big.
Yeah, right. They were going to close down... I remember, that makes me think, Jennifer... We were talking about this, Megan and I were talking about this actually yesterday, because she and Miles called me from the airport. There's a playground at the airport, and I like to go there. There's planes, there's a hangar, there's a museum. Miles likes to go in there. And we were tied. They were, last year, the year before, the L.A. City Council voted to close the airport down for some reason, and the people in Santa Monica, a lot of them having a lot of money and have been planes there, made such an uproar, they decided not to close the airport. And nobody really could understand why they wanted to close it anyway. anyway, that's that story. Now, let's get to AC/DC, who dropped a new video for Shot in the Dark. And this is that song, lighting up the stage in this video. First single since 2014. AC/DC releasing Shot in the Dark earlier this month, announcing the song would appear in their 17th full-length album, Power Up, which is out in a couple of weeks as well. For the album, the band reunited with producer Brendan O'Brien, who helmed the group's previous two efforts, Black Ice in 2008 and Rock or Bust in 2014. Power Up will arrive on the other side of this big period for AC/DC, which began around 2015 when Phil Rudd, the drummer, was sentenced to 8 months in home detention for various charges, including drug possession. Following year, Brian Johnson, one of the singers, forced off the road at the risk of permanently losing his hearing. He was replaced by Axl Rose for the rest of the tour. And bassist Cliff Williams announced that he was retiring. Wow. And then in 2017, rhythm guitarist Malcolm Young died after suffering from dementia. The band told the Rolling Stone magazine it was their reunion at Young's funeral that set their comeback in motion, combined with an experimental treatment that gave Johnson the ability to sing and perform again. I saw one of them, and I can't remember which one, interviewed recently by Dan Rather in that Axis special he does on music. Boy, those dudes, they really are. They talk about, we were talking off the air about Scarlett Johansson and what a piece of work she is. This guy was really a piece of work. I suppose that goes with the territory there, right? They're not stable like all of us radio people
are. For a long time. Right.
Right, exactly. All right, stability returns here in a matter of moments. Yeah, let's talk a little bit in the next half hour about Scarlett Johansson, the Halloween situation, and maybe you'll hear me do the Monster Mash, 29 past the hour.
If you're one of the 40 million Americans buried in student loan debt, you need to listen to this and get ready to make a call that could save your life. It could take you decades to pay off your student loans, and that's crazy. The government created a special student loan repayment program, except you don't know how it works, but we do. At Modify Student Loans, we can lower your monthly student loan payments, qualify you for loan forgiveness, and help you restore your good credit even if you're in default. If you want to lower your monthly payment, write the number down. If you owe over $10,000 in student loans or are behind in your payments, we can help you. Call right now or put this number into your smartphone. 800-693-9040. That's 800-693-9040. Lower your monthly payments and qualify for loan forgiveness. Call Modify Student Loans now. 800-693-9040. We can help to lower your monthly payments, but you've got to write this number down. 800-693-9040. That's
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Four men, including a social studies teacher and activist, were named Thursday in a federal indictment related to the George Floyd fatal arrest. The Justice Department said Anthony David Smith, 29, and Khalif Miller, 25, both of Philadelphia, and Atlantic City, New Jersey resident Carlos Matchett faced two arson counts by setting a Philadelphia police car on fire, the complaint alleges, on the May 30th incident. In a separate case, Ayub Tabri, 24, of Arlington, Virginia, is charged with setting a Pennsylvania State Police SUV ablaze. The men also face charges of obstructing law enforcement during a civil disorder. They each face a minimum of 7 years in prison and $750,000 in fines. William McSwain, the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Pennsylvania, said arson is an extremely violent act which presents a tremendous threat to public safety. The death toll from Hurricane Zeta was increased to six people Thursday. USA Radio News.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
NASCAR heads into Martinsville Sunday. Driver Chase Elliott talks about the old-school short track being the deciding factor on who makes the championship four and who doesn't.
Yeah, it does. I mean, I think Martinsville certainly is a place that deserves to be on the schedule, and I think it deserves to have a important place on the schedule. And where it's been placed in this final 10 races over the last, heck, it's been right there towards the end of the season for a long time. So it's been a deciding factor in who makes the final four every year since this format was implemented, if I'm not mistaken. So it's always been important, and I think rightfully so.
The Xfinity 500 race is Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern on NBC. San Francisco's 48-story Transamerica Pyramid Building was sold Wednesday for the first time in its nearly 50-year history. The players are Deutsche Finance America and New York developer Mike Chivo, purchasing the tower and complex for $650 million. It was originally listed in August of 2019 for $700 million without any takers. COVID-19 was partly to blame. Icon Insurance cut $50 million off the price tag, and part of the San Francisco skyline has new owners. When the Transamerica Pyramid was built in 1972, it was the tallest building in the area. Critics called it hideous nonsense. The 2018 completion of Salesforce Tower in downtown San Francisco at 1,070 feet makes it the big dog now. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
And suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the match.
He did the monster match. It was a graveyard smash.
This one I'll allow you to sing along with because it's great. It's on par with
the song. He did the monster match. Laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode. They did the monster match. It was a graveyard smash. It caught on in a flash. They did the monster match. Zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking while we're digging the sounds. Igor on chains, led by baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five. They played the monster match. It was a great match. Caught on in a flash. They played the monster match. Out from his coffin, Drax's voice did ring. Seems he was troubled by just one thing. He opened the lid, shook his fist, and said, "Whatever happened, everything you twist." Now the monster match. And it's a graveyard smell. Oh, I get goosebumps when I do this every year. Caught on in a flash. It's now the Monster Mash Groovy. Now everyone's cool tracks a part of the band. And my Monster Mash is the hit of the land. For you, living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris. There it is. Bobby Boris Pickett from Somerville, Massachusetts. As Phil reminded me, he tried to make a career out of this song. Didn't quite succeed. He tried to release a half a dozen other songs that sounded just like this. It didn't go anywhere, but this has been a staple since the, 1962, 1963, somewhere in there, since I was in high school anyway. And I have done it every year on the radio. It's kind of like some of the Christmas traditions. I don't think there's a year that's gone by that I haven't done this song in one way or another. But there's no other way to do it other than to do it the way I just did it. So, a little focus on Halloween here on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, the healthiest Halloween candies. A group of every. This is, of course, let's see what we can do to spoil the Halloween celebration, if you're even going to have it. I've been looking around trying to find places. You know, there are dozens of folks that are trying to do this intelligently. And, again, if you keep all the kids together, not likely. Yesterday I was actually in a mall, and there were a bunch of kids. There's a school nearby who would come over to the mall, and the youngsters were all, I'd say, first, second grade, wearing masks and having a little sort of Halloween celebration. So I'm sure you're all thrilled to hear that a number of nutritionists have weighed in about which candy is the healthiest. Come on.
None of them.
What are you talking about? No, of course not. That was stupid. Anyway.
They'll probably say something with, like, peanuts, right? Because you get a little bit of...
Well, here's the list. There are, what, three or four or five things.
You're right.
Payday.
See?
Contains a similar amount of sugar to other candies.
Those are about health food. I mean, come on.
One of the highest in protein. 7 grams per bar, and they even contain a couple of grams of fiber, meaning you may be satisfied after eating just one serving instead of going back.
It's also a chore to eat a payday. I think I was a kid the last time I ate one.
I love it.
No. Oh, really?
It's so funny. I haven't had
a
payday
whole
in a really...
in there.
Yeah, I haven't had a payday in a long time, but my mom bought some for her trick-or-treaters that probably won't come, I think mostly for herself. And so I took one of the fun-size ones, like, last weekend when I was up there. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I forgot how much I love them because it's salty sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't... It's not... Sometimes candy is just so overwhelmingly sweet. I know Dad loves it when it's that way, and it's just like too much.
Yeah,
so the payday has that
being
nice
more careful
combo.
Now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I actually, so I don't, I like them actually. I've
well, they are the healthiest,
like
so you're on a good, you're on a good
one.
Track. Yeah.
Number
well,
two
I think
on
I'll
the
just
list.
Replace my granola bars and protein bars.
There you go.
Are Twizzlers. Now, didn't we have something we were talking about? I don't know if it was here. I do so many different programs, I forget where I hear.
Yeah,
we're
guy
talking
died.
About some of this stuff.
Is that
yeah,
what you're going to, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
He was eating
exactly.
The black
licorice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
right.
These are, I think, probably more red Twizzlers.
Well, no, we talked about it, and it came out that these are almost as dangerous. The red, the licorice, they call it red licorice. Twizzlers is the commercial name. But according to this list that you supplied us with here, Victoria, they have a lot of sugar. But they have 0 grams of saturated fat. So there you go. If you want something that doesn't have any fat in it, Twizzlers. I like those Twizzlers. And sometimes
Red
along
Vines
the road,
a lot better than Twizzlers.
Number
Red
three.
Vines are skinny ones?
Yeah.
Red Vines are the ones that aren't as, to me, they're not as waxy. The Twizzlers feel very waxy.
They are
that's
waxy.
I don't like them at all. Yep.
Yeah. All right, number three on this list, York Peppermint Patties.
Another good one.
They have
good
a
one.
Number, they have a lot of sugar. But they have one of the lowest in saturated fat. So that's what that's the good side. Now the bad side, my favorite candy bar is
I was
going to
say, I thought I remember you said
oh
this
my
is your
God,
favorite,
this is
right?
Terrible. Not only is it one of the highest in saturated fats, among the highest in sugar. Okay.
Three Musketeers? Yes, say it. 36 grams of sugar per
grams.
Bar.
That surprises me because if you look
three
at the calories... The calories in Three Musketeers are actually lower than some of the rest, but they must just jam it up with sugar.
All right, let's see here. Mounds, Peter Paul, but they used to call it the Mounds Bar. Peter Paul, and there was when I was a kid, they were called Peter Paul Mounds, if I remember. They have the highest amount of saturated fat, 10 grams per package.
Coconut.
Skittles. I've never liked Skittles. I think they're annoying.
Neither.
They are lower in fat per serving than most chocolate-containing options, but they are among the highest in sugar. Uh-oh. M&M's.
I'm, like, ruining his Halloween.
Oh, my God. What a hard... M&M's, the peanut butter version, loaded with artificial coloring. All right, so there's salvation to that, because M&M's this week released a key lime pie flavor, if you didn't hear that.
Yeah, peanut, I don't know how that's going
to
taste.
Used to be
that
plain or
terrible.
Peanut, but now... there are lots of different. There's fudge brownie M&M's.
I've had pumpkin M&M's, and those are pretty good.
English toffee. You can get them with your name on them. I remember having that experience a few years ago.
You know, I've seen that. Who wastes the time to stamp the M&M?
No, okay.
Eat it anyway. I've gotten those gifts before.
Yeah, I know people do it as like wedding.
It's like a swag bag thing. Yeah.
So key lime pie is the newest addition. There were sugar cookie M&M's that were supposed to be coming out for Christmas. Are they still?
I don't know if they're out yet.
That sounds
yes.
pretty good, though.
Yeah. The key lime pie candies aren't coming out, though, until next Easter. So, anyway, the
but
white
back
chocolate...
But back one addition... Yeah, I know you love white chocolate. It's gross. It's not a real thing. back on the Halloween candy list, though, we never got to it on the air, but off the air, Jen and I were talking about this, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, that Starburst ranked as one of the most
really
popular
bad.
For numerous states, yeah. And that is so bad for you because it's sugar, corn yeah. syrup, and hydrogenated palm kernel oil.
Doesn't it, like, eat
oil.
Away your tooth and
you
nail?
Know what
I think
I
it
eat
is.
And then all the artificial colors and flavors in it, it's terrible for
if
you.
If I'm driving and I'm getting sleepy, I stop and get a thing of Starburst and chew on it because they wake me right up.
Well, it's a lot of sugar, yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, a couple of other food items, as long as we're in that department. Guinness 0.0. What in the world? What's the point of this? Non-alcoholic
no
beer?
Budweiser is doing it, too. I don't know if you guys have seen the commercials. But
We talked about it here a couple of months
ago.
Yeah,
there's no
Bud
alcohol,
zero.
No nothing.
What's the point of drinking beer if it doesn't have alcohol in it? What does it do to the
taste? Well, the flavor of Guinness, first of all, normally I'd be with you 100%. I don't understand the point of non-alcoholic beer unless it's just a social thing that allows people to
I don't drink it. I just know that's why people drink it because it's a cheap way to get a high.
No, you're non-alcoholic beer? No.
No. The alcohol, the 3-2 stuff that they sell, you know, that's what...
Do they even sell that? My mom always
no,
sells 3-2 beer. Oh,
I've
really?
Never heard of that. Yeah.
We don't have any.
Right. Okay.
But anyway, but with Guinness, but Guinness has such a distinct flavor. I'm not a beer drinker at all, but Guinness is the only beer that I will drink. I love it. So I think if you wanted to enjoy the flavor of Guinness, then apparently they've done, like, this has been years in the making to have Guinness be non-alcoholic. So mm-hmm. they're going to start serving it in pubs whenever pubs exist again. And so it'll be
pregnant
interesting.
Pregnant ladies everywhere will rejoice.
Right, mm-hmm. exactly. But apparently it still has the same head. It's got everything, all the flavor, and then somehow they, like, cold filtered it to take the alcohol out.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we missed Boston Cream Pie Day earlier this week. This is pretty, I think this is good for Halloween as well. Don't you think a nice Boston cream pie? No, it's all sugar. That's for sure.
It's also
custard,
all gross.
Well.
I don't even like Boston cream donuts.
Really? Well, yeah, donuts
all that
are,
custard and.
Yeah. The Boston cream pie was invented in 1856 by an Armenian-French chef named Sanzian. At the time, chocolate frosting was a fairly new idea, so the dessert took on a life of its own, kind of. It's the official dessert of Massachusetts. That's why I know so much about it. Right, see, there you go. All right, let's see what else we can find here in terms of stuff that's really yummy for Halloween that is not good for you. Oreo, interestingly enough, has partnered with PFLAG National, the build on the Proud Parent platform in honor of the LGBTQ History Month, which has been going on this month of October. Collaboration resulted in a new film called Proud Parent, which ends with a line, "A loving world starts with a loving home." Celebrates the important role of parental and community support. So, has anybody seen these cookies, the rainbow cookies?
Not in real life, but I would love to because they look delicious.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty.
They do.
Yeah.
Well, haven't they been doing more of this lately, Oreo, doing different kinds of cream-colored, different colors for the... And do they have other than vanilla and
chocolate? Did they do a pumpkin
chocolate?
Spice one, Jen?
Oreos has, yeah. I don't know if they've got one out this year, but they have. I know I've had one in the past. I'm sure they probably do.
Jen's our pumpkin spice correspondent. Yeah. We go to her for all pumpkin spice.
I'm live in the field right now.
Right, live in the field.
In the pumpkin patch.
Right. Like you will be next week for the election. Anyway, so make sure if you want to follow this, you can tag at Oreo and use the hashtags Proud Parent and Giveaway. Speaking of the LGBTQ community, I thought this was pretty interesting. We think about it a lot. I think that many of us think that the community is protected from discrimination. I'm just looking at a couple of different stories right now on my screen, and this came across as well. The LGBTQ people thinking, you know, the Supreme Court has been a big conversational point with the appointment of Ms. Barrett this week. The vast majority of non-LGBTQ Americans believe the discrimination should be illegal against them, which I find interesting. And I think, okay, I think discrimination in general, it isn't just this community. It's just, why? Why do you think you're better than somebody else? I guess that's whether it's your sex, whether it's your gender, any of this stuff. I mean, we've had to pass laws to protect these people, but what is there about somebody who's not like you that makes you uncomfortable? I think that's the question here. What is there about people who are of color, who have a different sexual orientation? Who gives a damn? If they're happy, leave them alone. Why do you even, you know, they're not affecting your life. I just never have understood this. Never since I was a kid have I understood what this stuff is all about.
And I'd add in politics to that, too. I mean, there's so much threatening people
for
differences. It's just, it's really, it's disheartening, I think.
It is.
Yeah.
I mean, this is from the GLAAD 2020 survey, and it found that an overwhelming number of Americans believe that everyone should be protected against discrimination. It's kind of like one of the things we can agree on in 2020. But the problem, though, is that another part of this survey found most Americans who are not in the LGBTQ community, most Americans think that those protections already exist, and they don't.
Yeah.
And so that's one of the things GLAAD wanted to raise awareness, saying, look, it's wonderful. Most Americans think everyone should be protected, but the fact is the law does not protect LGBTQ people. They passed legislation through the Supreme Court in
June.
People do all the time. People refuse gay people at restaurants. People refuse if you're transgender to go into the bathroom that you identify with. I mean, we hear about it all the time. I've had gay friends who have not been who wanted to rent an apartment and were not and were
that
told
I've heard,
oh
yeah.
sorry
yeah.
you know
yeah,
you know
yeah,
it's been
that.
Rented to someone else, which was not true. You know, that kind of stuff happens, and other people, you and me and Jen, we're all protected under current laws, but LGBTQ people are not. And then in June, the Supreme Court actually passed a law and upheld those protections, and for some reason the Department of Justice has yet to enact any of them. So I don't know what the problem is or the holdup there, but it's, you know, I just don't
understand. That's good to know what's going on. Here's something else that's good to know. Calitrin is coming to your rescue if you're trying to be healthy about your weight loss project. Go to toploss.com and go over the formula. No drugs, no stimulants. You're going to see that right away. No recurring purchases are required either. It's not like a lot of the other stuff. When you call a number or you go online, you order, you got to give them your credit card, and they keep sending you the stuff, selling you what you don't want without it being able to be stopped. Don't have to have that worry with Calitrin. The best thing about it is, though, you lose the weight and you keep it off if you follow their prescription. Find it, use it, enjoy it, love it, and tell other people about it. Calitrin, the natural weight loss formula, at toploss.com. Use the DJV.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's it's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Day 3 after the hour now, time for us to do our weekly review of the top 5 tech stories. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan going through the top 5. We start at number 5, and this is a focus on a new charging battery... Say it again, Doug. There it is. A battery pack clip, and whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. So what's the review here?
Well, good and bad. So here's the thing, it's a good option. Mophie is, of course, probably the oldest name in the wireless charge, or in the smartphone charging
smart
business.
Smart charge.
Yeah, the smart charge. And so they used to make their chargers built into a cell phone case. And so it was very clunky, it was very, you know, heavy, made your phone kind of feel like a brick. But when your battery ran out, all you had to do was flip the switch on the case, and then you've got a whole new charge of battery. So it was very convenient, and they were super popular for a long time. But people are very personal about what kind of phone case they want and what they want to use. It's kind of an expression now, it's like an accessory. So the good thing is, this new juice pack from Mophie, it connects, it's basically, all it does is it clips onto the back of your phone when you need it to wirelessly charge. It gives you a full charge, and then you can just unclip it. So it's not this cumbersome brick anymore. It's a clip and go. You can use it on multiple devices, so it's actually more economical. Here's the downside, though. It is a bit pricey. You're paying for the convenience of that clip and go, and it's $79.95. So it's a bit more than what you'll see on the market that's in that competitive space. But it is, I do really like the convenience and the design of it.
All right. Number 4 is a MagSafe charger. This is kind of almost from the same wheelhouse.
Yep.
This is a danger, a warning kind of thing.
This is a mag not safe. So, yeah, the MagSafe, the magnetic charger that iPhone 12s are, and basically any iPhone that you have that can hold a wireless charge, you know, if you just put your phone on top of the charger instead of plugging it in. MagSafe, the magnetic charger, though, they put out a warning this week saying that you have to make sure that you don't have any of your credit cards or a hotel key or transit cards, or if you use like a key fob to get into your office building, you have to make sure it's nowhere near this magnetic strip, because or the magnetic charger, because it will completely demagnetize all of your cards, which ends up being a huge, huge pain, and you have to have all of your cards replaced. So just make sure, if you are, you know, using one of these MagSafe chargers, keep all of your valuables away from it.
All right, number three is a T-Mobile announcement.
This was kind of a surprise this week, but this was a great announcement. It got a lot of buzz. T-Mobile is finally getting into the live TV business, and they have launched a new internet-based streaming service called T-Vision. It launches November 1st, and it's a traditional streaming service. It's going to go head-to-head with YouTube TV, which is what I use and love, Hulu's live TV service, Fubo TV, Sling, and AT&T TV. So the best part about the T-Mobile one, though, it's the cheapest, and they've broken it up into a few different products. So for $40 a month, you'll get basically all the basic cable that you are used to, except for CBS, because they're always the holdout. But you'll get all the news networks, you get a lot of sports, and then additionally, if you want to add other things that you're used to, sci-fi, Cartoon Network, TNT, USA Bravo, that's the $50 bundle per month. Also, they throw in some more sports there. And then one of the things that's really cool, they have a T-Vision Vibe package. It's $10 a month, and it gives you 30 live channels. Again, a lot of channels that you're already used to, and for $10 a month, you know, that is just the best deal out there right now. Plus, you can add on premium channels a la carte, so you can basically customize your entire viewing experience. So good for T-Mobile. I think they're going to actually disrupt that space.
Number two, Instacart and Aldi are partnering.
Yep, grocery delivery platform Instacart is launching a pilot program to begin taking food stamps. And as we know, and we've talked about this a lot on the show, this is a really bad time for a lot of Americans who are suffering from food insecurity. And so the program is starting, the Instacart and Aldi stores together are starting with Georgia, California, Florida, Illinois, and Pennsylvania, and they are looking to expand this nationwide as quickly as they can. So basically your SNAP benefits, your EBT card, will now be accepted through Instacart for delivery, so you don't have to go to the store if you don't feel safe doing it. And so Aldi has partnered with them. Other stores, Walmart's now accepting SNAP benefits when you pick up an online order, so curbside, and Amazon Prime is also now letting people register their SNAP cards for online delivery of food.
Number one, the testimony in Senate, it's out in Washington, this bunch from the big tech companies, they go before the Senate, what came out of that?
Well, so we heard Mark Zuckerberg and Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey testify during this week. They've got a lot of political appointments coming up. November 17th, they're going to be in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee. That's going to be over more censorship. And so basically Facebook and Twitter had different reasons for saying why they censored certain articles and things like that. But ultimately, will it change their businesses? I don't know. That remains to be seen.
All right.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.